In our calendar, it's called Ananta Chaturdashi, and it's the commemoration of the disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur, who we're going to speak about this morning instead of the normal Bhagavatama class. So before the class, we're going to sing this prayer by Narottama Das Thakur. It's called Saparshada Bhagavat Viraha Janate Janatha Vilapa, which is the prayer to the departed Vaishnavas in feeling their separation, and it's on page 74 of the songbook. All right. So Prabhupada instructed us that on the disappearance days of great devotees were to chant this prayer.
Jayani lo prema janna koruna prasyo
Jaya Hare Rasta Kore
His divine grace, Abhaya Chanana, Bhakti Vedanta, Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Iskan Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Hoyadas Thakur Ki Jai, Purim Se Goho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopagavata Sahim Kunda Srimati Lasside Vigajai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindigajai Go Vrindananda Harigarbha. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we'll read the translation to this poem written by Narottama Das Thakur first. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where is such a personality as Srinivasa Acharya God? Where am I, Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where am I, Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to attain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees, in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So today is the appearance day of a disappearance day of Haridas Thakur. First, I want to welcome everyone who's joining us online. We got quite a few people. Dear Prashanta from Europe, Rishikesh Jagadish Bhai from New Zealand, Bart Acharya, Sachi Mata, from, of course, from Fiji, Malini Dasi, Acharya Das from New Zealand, Kalindi from Boston, that's Krishna is her name, actually a spiritual name. Shubhra, Ranul Singh, from Sacramento, Nayaka, Vrindavan Chandra, Jeev Sharma, a lot of people. Sharmalata, Surendra, and Gopal from the United States. So, Om Gana Timirandasha Gananjana Shilakya Chakshur and Miditam. Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So we're going to talk about Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur is known as the Nama Acharya. And he was born in a Muslim family. And he's considered to be an incarnation of Lord Brahma and Prahlad Maharaj. So combined incarnations. You may say, how can someone be a combined incarnation of two personalities? Well, they're empowered incarnation. And he's an eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, as I mentioned, he was born in a Muslim family in the village of Buran. And he was associated with Dvaita Acharya. And Dvaita Acharya was very much overjoyed to get his association. He lived in the banks of the Ganges. And sometimes it's described he lived in one of the crocodile holes on the banks of the Ganges, and was chanting the holy names very, very loudly. So as I mentioned, he's an eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The problem was that many of the Muslims became very upset to see that he was taking up Hindu Dharma, what they considered to be Hindu Dharma. Actually, Krishna or Vaishnavism is not Hinduism. Hare Shaya. Very nice. Your wife is watching. So it's not actually Hinduism. We're teaching Sanatan Dharma. We're not. I mean, just to keep peace, sometimes we tell people we're Hindus, but we're not Hindus. We're following Sanatan Dharma, whereas we're not members. Thinking, how can he chant Hare Krishna? He said, though he's a Mohammedan, this is a quote from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he behaves as a Hindu and therefore he should be brought here for a trial. And actually, sometimes they kill the person. Or if a lady who is a Mohammedan or from a Mohammedan family decides to marry someone from a non-Muslim family, they do this honor killing. You ever heard of this before? And they kill her. The brother kills the sister. This is how horrendous. It's very, very common in Canada and in India and in Pakistan and in Bangladesh. So the Mohammedan king met with Haridas Thakur and said, give up this chanting and say the Kalna. Kalma, that's the prayer of the Muslim religion. Haridas Thakur said, the Supreme Lord, this is another quote from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Supreme Lord is one. Though his names might be different, the Hindu Shastras are the Puranas and the Muslim Shastra is the Quran. Everyone acts as he is inspired by the Lord. And also, so do I. Some Yavanas become Hindus and some Hindus become Yavanas. Now you can judge me. It's basically the Yavana means low-class person, yeah, if you analyze the Sanskrit. So the Qazi became very angry at that particular point, and he addressed Haridas Thakur, just follow your own religion. Then you will have nothing to worry about, otherwise you will be punished. And Haridas Thakur being very bold, this is the as a freedom from fear that a devotee experiences. Vaya Shatvasham Shri Yani Yoga Pavastati. He said, even if you cut my body into pieces, I shall never give up the chanting of the Hari Nam. How many of us have that determination? You know, someone put a gun to our head, we'd say, all right, I won't chant Hare Krishna anymore. But he was so determined. And Haridas Thakur got in trouble with the Qazi. The Qazi declared, he should be beaten in 22 marketplaces. If he doesn't die after this, then I don't know that he's speaking the truth. So Haridas Thakur was taken to 22 marketplaces to be beaten, and they were actually beating him. But he constantly remembered Krishna by chanting the holy names, and he didn't feel any pain. Now, the reason he didn't feel any pain was later explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Haridas Thakur that he was taking those lashes on his own back. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his own back. You know, he pulled up his kurta. Of course, Lord Chaitanya didn't wear kurta. He pulled up the cloth, and on his back were all the lash marks that Haridas Thakur had gotten. So that's how much love the Supreme Personality of Godhead has for his devotees. So, anyway, they tried to kill Haridas Thakur in so many ways, but the people who were whipping him were unable to do that. And the Mohammedans could understand he wasn't an ordinary person. And so these Mohammedans who were whipping him said, Haridas, we can understand you were a genuinely saintly person, but we have a problem. The Qazi won't understand this. He is going to kill us. Because he was going to kill the people who were whipping Haridas Thakur because they did not kill him. They did not kill Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur actually had compassion. He thought, I don't want to be the cause of disturbance for these conditioned souls. So he withdrew his consciousness, his external consciousness, and became completely absorbed internally on the pastimes of Krishna. And then it looked like he was dead. Because when a devotee goes into trance like that, even the breathing becomes very shallow. You can hardly tell that someone's alive. For example, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first went to see Lord Jagannath, they thought he had passed away. And finally they put a little swab, a cotton swab, in front of his nose, and they saw the air moving, and thought, oh, he's still alive. But this particular case, they thought Haridas Thakur was dead. So the Nawab ordered that instead of cremating the body or burying the body, his body be thrown into the Ganges. And the reason for that, the Mohammedans believe that if you bury the body, of course they don't cremate the body, if you bury the body, then there'll be a time, just like the Christians believe, that the body will come out of the ground. That's pretty hellish, isn't it? You know, that's in Christianity, that's called the Day of Judgment. Those bones, they have their saying, those bones shall rise again. So then, that's pretty hellish, isn't it? I mean, I wouldn't want my body coming out of the ground. You know, better to cremate. We cremate the body so that the soul doesn't remain around, you know, attached to the body. The soul can go on to the next body. So, they thought that, well, if we don't bury the body, we throw him in the Ganges, therefore he will go to hell. I mean, that was the Mohammedan conception. And because he's not being cremated like a Hindu, then we're not doing either thing. We're not doing the Hindu thing, or we're not doing the Muslim thing. So he's finished. They wanted to condemn him even after life. So they threw him into the Ganges River. His body floated down the Ganges, and he got out a little bit, you know, a few kilometers downstream. And he started to chant his japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So when people saw this, even the Muslim Nawab became very much impressed. And he actually begged Haridas Thakur to forgive him. It was very, very interesting. And they offered their obeisances to him. And they were delivered by Haridas Thakur. Because Haridas Thakur, being a great Vaishnava, he forgave them. That is one of the qualities of a great Vaishnava. Even if you beat them, because you shouldn't beat them, that's a mad elephant offense, they will always forgive you. An immature Vaishnava or non-Vaishnava, they harbor what we call grudges. You've heard of that word before, grudge? Resentment, grudges, and they think, when can I get even with that person? But a Vaishnava, someone apologizes, oh, I bless you, and they don't think about the past at all. That's a real Vaishnava. So Haridas Thakur exhibited that. And then he went back to chanting in the cave on the banks of the Ganges, near a place called Puliya. And in this cave, there was also a snake. And this snake was so poisonous, the devotees couldn't go there and spend a long time, because first of all, they were scared of the snake, and second of all, the snake had very, for lack of a better word, bad breath. It was poisonous. And so they actually got sick when they went there. So they mentioned this to Haridas Thakur, and seeing this, Haridas Thakur spoke to the snake and said, "My dear sir," this is a quote, "if in fact you are residing here, then I'm requesting that you please leave by tomorrow. Otherwise, I will definitely leave here." So guess what happened? So the snake immediately came out of its hole, and after offering namaskar to Haridas Thakur, I mean, I don't know how a snake offers namaskar, but anyways, he's always offering dandabhaj. A snake is always offering dandabhaj, you know, flat out. So anyway, he offered obeisances. The snake slithered away and went somewhere else. And the devotees were just like shocked to see this. One day, and these are different stories about Haridas Thakur. One day, a very proud Brahmin pundit approached Haridas Thakur and said, "Haridas, why do you chant the holy name loudly? In the scriptures, it is stated you should chant within the mind." Devotees ask me this question all the time. In reply, Haridas Thakur told him, this is a quote also from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, "The birds, beasts, and insects cannot chant themselves, but if they get a chance to hear the Harinam, then they also become delivered." So even the inanimate living entities like the trees and plants, if you chant the holy names, they actually become Krishna conscious. Pretty amazing, isn't it? That's the benefit of Harinam. Even devotees have experienced, if they have a garden, if they go out to the garden and they start chanting Hare Krishna to the plants every day, the plants grow very big. And if they play mundane music like a Bollywood song, the plants... of course, usually in the West they don't play Bollywood songs, but they would play like rock and roll or some, you know, punk or junk music. Like every country has its own junk music. And so here your junk music is Bollywood songs. Anyway, so I told people I wouldn't talk about that anymore. But anyway, so what happens is that the plants became very small. And still, they just started to die. And when the devotees chanted Hare Krishna, ooh, they grew like anything. So plants have consciousness. And they can also become Krishna conscious. So we should want to deliver everyone like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur said, if one chants only to himself, then he delivers only himself, but one chants loudly, the benefit is 100 times greater. Wow. This is the conclusion of the scriptures. In other words, 100 times more benefit to chant the holy names loudly. That doesn't mean when you're chanting japa in the temple that you chant so loud that you disturb everybody else's mind. I've seen devotees do that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like that. So, you know, be compassionate to the other devotees. So that Brahmin couldn't tolerate it when he heard that explanation. He said, in Kali Yuga, this is also a quote, Shudras will recite the Shastras. Now I am seeing this with my own eyes. Haridas Thakur just tolerated this, didn't say anything, didn't defend himself. That's a quality of a Vaishnava also. And he silently walked out. Within a few days, that Brahmin had leprosy. So in Kali Yuga, this is a quote from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Don't get angry with me. Many rakshasas will take birth in Brahmin families in order to give trouble to the honest, virtuous people. That's a quote from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, sorry. Adi Lila, 16th chapter, text 300. Now, don't go around teaching quoting that, because you'll get you in trouble. So, So another time, the Dvaitacharya wanted to stay with Haridas Thakur, and he would chant, Haridas Thakur would chant 300,000 names of Krishna a day. That's 3 lakhs. And that's, of course, you know, 3 times 64 rounds, 192 rounds. It's a lot of rounds. Has anyone here ever chanted 64 rounds? Some of us. One, two people, three people, four people. So could you imagine chanting 192 rounds? Very difficult. But actually, the more you chant, the more you want to chant. That's been my experience. When I do 64 rounds, I can't stop. It just goes on. You know, I think that most I've done is like 90 or something like that. That's a lot. But, you know, I just couldn't stop. It was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I became so ecstatic. And then I realized that 16 rounds was just the warm-up. Just like if you have a soccer game, you have to warm up before the game. So 16 rounds means just, you know, just turning the engine on. But the 64s... going, you know, starting to go, and 192 was actually, you're back to Godhead. So, let's see. Srivas Thakur, this is a quote from the Chaitanya Bhagavat again. Srivas Thakur said to Haridas Thakur one time, Haridas, when those Mohammedans were beating you, I was ready to Lord Chaitanya was saying that, not Srivas Thakur. But it was at Srivas Thakur's house. Lord Chaitanya said, Haridas, when those Mohammedans were beating you, I was ready to destroy them with my Sudarshan Chakra. But as you were praying for their welfare, I was unable to do anything. So in other words, Lord Chaitanya was ready to kill them all. But Haridas Thakur stopped the Sudarshan Chakra. Just like Lord Nityananda stopped the Sudarshan Chakra. When Jagai and Madai were threatened by the Sudarshan Chakra. So there's a devotee. A devotee is actually stopping, by our preaching, we're stopping their karmic reactions and their punishment by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is what I talked about before, but this is, I'll read the direct quote from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya said, I accepted their blows on my own body. Just see, the scars are on my body. Seeing those marks, Haridas fainted in ecstatic love. Regaining his consciousness, he began to praise Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, O Lord Vishwambar, Master of the Universe, please have mercy on this sinner who has fallen at your lotus feet. I have no good qualities and I'm a vile wretch, rejected by all classes of men. How can I describe your divine character? So, some more stories by Haridas Thakur. Another time, this Ramchandra Khan, of course he was a Hindu, he wanted to blaspheme Haridas Thakur because he didn't like the fact that Haridas Thakur was getting so much attention and he was born in a Muslim family. So he thought the best way to criticize Haridas Thakur was to cause him to fall down and then criticize him for that. So the story goes, the story is in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he called for all the prostitutes in the village, the Sangha, prostitute Sangha. And he said, I have a job for you, you get well paid. If one of you causes Haridas Thakur to fall down, then you'll get a lot of money. And so the most beautiful prostitute came out, and she said, it's no problem. Give me 3 days, no problem at all. So this Ramchandra Khan was very happy. So what he did is he didn't do anything. She went to where Haridas Thakur was chanting, right next to a tulsi plant, and she, let's say, exhibited like some improper postures. She said, Haridas, what young girl would not be attracted to a young man like you? I mean, that's what she said. What can I say? I can't do it well, but... anyway, so she said that to him. Anyway. And then Haridas, then it was just like crying out in the dark to nothing, to darkness. In other words, Haridas Thakur was very compassionate. He knew what was happening, obviously. And, I mean, there's no way that she would come to him like that. And he knew that she was a prostitute, and he knew that they were planning something. So he just said, I will fulfill your desires. Just sit down. I've taken this vow to chant, you know, so many rounds this month. So, you know, I'm almost finished. So please sit down, listen to the holy names, and then be patient, my dear. So he started, and not started, he continued to chant. And she just, they went through the whole night, and after the end of the night, she offered obeisances to him and the tulsi plant. So she went away, and Haridas Thakur, at the end of the night, apologized to her. He said, I'm sorry I wasn't able to fulfill your desire. Please come back tomorrow. I'm sure the, you know, rounds will be finished. So then the second night she comes back, you know, with more makeup and things. And sit down. Haridas says, you know, I'll be finished tonight, so just sit down and be patient. And so she offers again her obeisances to Tulsi Devi. This is a great benefit to that and to Haridas Thakur. And he chants. And the second night, she's beginning to give. And so then the second, same thing happens at the end of the second night, and he apologizes again for the whole thing. And by the third night she comes back, she basically feels so repentant that she offers her obeisances to him and says, look, I've come here to defame you. Please forgive me. And Haridas Thakur said, you know, I knew that. I knew that, so I stayed here just to deliver you. And she said, what should I do? I want to become your disciple. And he said, shave your hair, give up all your belongings to all the Brahmins and Vaishnavas and reside here, and Krishna will take care of you. So she did that, and Haridas Thakur, of course, went away after that particular point, but she became such a great devotee that all the other personalities in the village would be delivering her food and other things so she had enough to live on. And Ramchandra Khan, you know, he was really angry about the whole thing. And what happened later on is that Lord Nityananda came to visit his village, and Lord Nityananda wanted a place to stay with his associates, and Ramchandra Khan said, you know, you could just stay in the cow shed. And as a result of that, you know, his offense to Lord Nityananda, then not only was he in trouble, but his whole village actually got devastated, because it turned out that he wasn't properly paying the taxes. So the Nawab's people came and they cooked meat, because Lord Nityananda had said after he was rejected in that way that this place is not even good enough. This place is for a meat eater, basically. So they cooked meat in the Durgamandap right outside of the temple and arrested Ramchandra Khan, his whole family, and the whole village was devastated just because of that offense to Haridas Thakur. So that shows Haridas Thakur's great renunciation from the material world. Another story that's very similar is Haridas Thakur and the and Durga. Durga is actually the personification of the whole material energy. So everything that's beautiful in this world is actually within Durga. You know, all the, just like this morning we were walking on the road and we saw this beautiful sunrise and the clouds in the sky. You know, normally it's very cloudy here, so it's not beautiful. But this morning was just like extremely ecstatic. Of course, chanting the holy names is more ecstatic. But anyway, it was very nice. So you can imagine all the beauty of this world just rolled into one person. And that's Durga. And so she appears to Haridas Thakur to test him. And it's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that she exhibited postures that would bewilder even the mind of Lord Brahma. And Haridas Thakur was just completely aloof, just chanting, and basically said, listen to my chanting. And at the end, the same thing happened that happened with the prostitute. Of course, she's not a prostitute. She's a great, she's sati, you know, very great chaste lady. So the same thing happened. She surrendered to Haridas Thakur and took initiation from him. Previously, Durga had been initiated into the chanting of Ramnam, but then she became initiated into Krishnanam by Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur is the spiritual master of Durga. Interesting, isn't it? So today we are worshiping the spiritual master of Durga. Do they understand that when they do Durga Puja? No. So she's paying respects to him. Pretty interesting. So when Haridas Thakur went to Jagannath Puri, because the final years he was residing in Jagannath Puri, he did not enter the temple, because there's this whole, let's say, ritualistic understanding whereby people who are not Hindus, people not born in India, cannot enter the temple of Lord Jagannath. Of course, I've been prohibited a number of times from entering the temple, and even those of you who are from Fiji, if you tell the guards or the pandas in the temple that you're from Fiji, they won't let you in the temple. You have to make believe you're from India. So Haridas Thakur, in order to respect the culture there, did not force his way into the temple. Neither did Sanatana Goswami, and neither did Rupa Goswami. Because Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, in spite of being born in Brahminical families, had taken employment from the Muslims, so it was considered they had lost their caste. They had lost their stature in the Hindu society. So they didn't go in. So that Haridas Thakur was told by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to reside outside the temple and offer his obeisances to the chakra every day on top of the temple from a distance. So you may say, you know, he was the loser in that particular respect. No, because every day, guess who came and brought him prasadam? Lord Chaitanya would bring him Mahaprasadam. So in other words, because he was not permitted or did not enter the temple, Krishna personally came to serve Haridas Thakur. So, let's see. Okay. Other stories, because I have the other stories I know. So at the end of Haridas Thakur's pastimes, which is what we're commemorating today, there's his disappearance day. So what happened is that when Haridas Thakur was quite old, because he was much older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was actually having some trouble completing his 300,000 names of japa, or not japa, 300 names of Krishna a day. And so he was lying on his back and chanting very, very slowly, like Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him and said, Haridas, what is the problem? And Haridas replied to him, actually, I have a spiritual problem. I'm not able to finish my rounds. Instead of making an excuse, which most of us do, that, oh, I can't chant my rounds because I had so much business to do. I can't chant my rounds because I have to go to work. I can't chant my rounds because of I'm hungry. You know, we have so many excuses why we didn't chant our rounds, or why we couldn't, so-called, couldn't chant our rounds. But Haridas Thakur said it's a spiritual problem. But actually it was because he was old. You know, when you're that old, it's hard to chant, externally at least. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you've already fulfilled your mission as the Namacharyas. You can reduce your number of rounds. And Haridas Thakur said, basically to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have one request. My request is that you are soon to end your pastimes. He was talking to Lord Chaitanya. And I actually don't want to see your final pastimes. Now you may say, why didn't he want to see Lord Chaitanya's final pastimes? Because it's just too heart-wrenching to live in this world if you love someone. A similar thing happened with one of my godbrothers, Jayananda Prabhu. You heard of Jayananda? He was the one who started the Ratha Yatras for Srila Prabhupada in the Western world. He actually prayed that he didn't want to see Prabhupada leave this world. He didn't want to be in this world without Prabhupada. And that's, Prabhupada described that the relationship of disciple with the guru is something like that too, like the chaste wife's relationship with the husband. Traditionally, of course, in India, when the husband was cremated, the wife would jump into the fire because she couldn't live without the husband. It was a voluntary thing. Later on it was forced, and that was prohibited, which is a good thing. So with Jayananda, he prayed like that, and as a result, he got this leukemia, and he left his body before Srila Prabhupada. Of course, Prabhupada said that if one is not able to carry out the order of the spiritual master, he or she should be ready to leave this world with the spiritual master. And the spiritual master is present in his order. So that's very, very important. Remember that. Because there's Vani and there's Bapu. Bapu means form. Vani means order or instructions. And so Vani is a full manifestation of the spiritual master. So Prabhupada is here. If we're following Prabhupada, Prabhupada is here. If we're not following Prabhupada, Prabhupada is not here. It's as simple as that. It's not that Prabhupada is here just by saying Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada's here when we take his words, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kodi Akya, as our life and soul. So anyway, so Haridas Thakur wanted to leave before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, this is my plea. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna will fulfill your desire. So the next day he comes back, Lord Chaitanya comes back to see Haridas Thakur, and Lord Chaitanya asks Haridas Thakur, what is the news? And Haridas Thakur says, whatever your mercy is, basically. I'm paraphrasing from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts a kirtan, and Haridas Thakur holds Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, looks to Lord Chaitanya's face, and leaves his body in that way. Pretty interesting. And so at that point, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes the Haridas Thakur into the sea, into the ocean there of Jagannath Puri, and personally gives the abhishek to the body of Haridas Thakur. And then the body is put into the sand there in the shore of the ocean. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates go out and beg prasadam from the storekeepers for this festival. in honor of the passing of Haridas Thakur. So they had arranged a very, very big festival. The shopkeepers come. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu states that this world has lost a wonderful gem or diamond in the passing of Haridas Thakur. And he tells all the devotees to chant, "All glories to Haridas Thakur. Jai, Jai, Haridas Thakur." So anyway, these are some of the stories about Haridas Thakur. It's important for us to understand what, as for its holy names, the good qualities and the pure devotional service can be achieved. So it's not, there is no prerequisite to becoming Krishna conscious. It's simply one must be absorbed in Krishna's names. Dinahina yata chilo harinam udarilo. So, we've still got a few minutes, so any questions or comments about Haridas Thakur? Questions? No? Doctor?
Why
To teach us that no matter, because anyway, we're not criticizing people of another religion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one should respect people of different religions and understand that they are worshiping Krishna in a different way, using different nomenclature, but they're worshiping God, which we should appreciate that. So this is not my intention to criticize another religion. However, certain aspects of the culture that he was brought in were what we call malecha culture. Malecha culture means, you know, eating meat. So some of you may say, well, I wasn't born in a Muhammad family, but many of you were eating chicken and killing chickens, right? And goats. So it's the same thing. Let's talk about culture rather than religion. So really that's the distinction. It's not a criticism of the religion. It's a criticism of the culture that particular religion represented at that time in India, which was killing animals and having many wives and all these other things that really indicate, you know, a lower, just the way that people dealt with each other, a lower class culture. And so all of us, 99% of you, come from that sort of culture. So don't criticize Mohammedan religion. And, you know, many of you actually even killed chickens. Did you do that, Jumbo? Goats? Did you eat chicken ever? Yes. So your future was going to be a chicken, a murgi. So, in other words, don't look down upon anyone else. So Haridas Thakur came from that particular culture. And basically, it shows that anyone who comes from any culture can take up Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada understood that very, very well. And therefore, Prabhupada was able to come to the Western world and pick up so many different malechas and yavanas and rakshasas and people like that and make them devotees. So that's why Lord Chaitanya chose to have his Namacharya come from a lower culture environment to teach us there's hope. But, you know, we have to be careful too, because there's this whole principle of Punarmushika Bhava. The principle of Punarmushika Bhava means again become a mouse, or again become a malecha like that, where mushika means mouse. So if we become deficient in our chanting, in our other practices, then the original malecha culture comes out. Original things, you know, there are a lot of things that we all have in our backgrounds, like cruelty and lust and all sorts of things that we're basically embarrassed by if we have to talk about. I mean, basically you shouldn't sit around talking about what you were doing before you became a devotee. Oh, before I became a devotee, I was a butcher. No, I wasn't. I mean, I'm just saying. Before I became a devotee, someone could say, I was, how do you say that here? Anyway, I was a playboy. You know what a playboy is? And I used to have all these nice encounters. And then you talk about it with the brahmacharis. Don't want to do that. But you should remember how degraded, you know, just basically how degraded your past was. And if you stop chanting, that's what you become again. Or if you offend a devotee, that's what you become again. Don't be so proud thinking, you know, I'm a devotee. And be very alert to characteristics that may come from, let's say, the lower culture that you came in from. Because there's many characteristics that we have to be very attentive to them not coming out if we really want to make progress in Krishna consciousness. You understand? Yeah, and just like if we start getting angry with people or we're envious, this just don't think because you're a devotee, you're envious spiritual. People think like that, right? That my envy is spiritual, my anger towards you is spiritual. So, look, I want to kill you because you won't listen to me. Spiritual anger. No. I mean, there is spiritual anger, but don't think your anger is spiritual. So you have to be very careful understanding where you came from. And even if you came from the spiritual world, is there anyone here who came from the spiritual world? I mean, last life I'm talking about. Maybe some of you. I'm not offending anybody. Even if you came from the spiritual world, then you also think I'm most fallen. One of the qualities of a pure devotee is just like being very attentive to not falling into Maya, not succumbing to certain tendencies that may be there out of habit. You know, even a pure devotee, there may be some habitual thing. So he's very attentive to that. So any questions? Other questions? Comments? Arguments? Yes. Yeah. We don't want to disturb the culture. Those things are not necessary. The chanting of the holy names is the only thing that's necessary. Even Prabhupada said, insofar as the installation of the deities, referring to the deities in Krishna Balaram Mandir, it was the chanting that installed the deities, not all the havans and all that other stuff. But Prabhupada arranged for all those things to be there so people would respect us. So if we don't do these things, and if in the culture we're in, you know, the local area, people will criticize or disrespect our movement, it may be necessary to do some of those things. Because we want people to appreciate our movement. If they just think we're a bunch of malechas, all we do is chant Hare Krishna, I mean, that's enough, chanting Hare Krishna. But, you know, we have to do many different things, just like we shake people's hands when we see them, right? Like if you're working, you shake people's hands. I mean, obviously, that's not one of our rituals. Normally we just do high five. No, I'm just joking. But normally we go like this, you know, Namaskar, Hare Krishna. Namaste, Namaskar. You know, that's the culture. But, you know, when in a different culture, all the time when I'm in the West, you know, I meet people, I can't just go, let's say a policeman stops me for speeding, I still drive. And I go, oh, Namaste. He'll say, he'll probably shoot me because he thinks I have a gun there or something. Because in America, that's a big thing. So I have to shake his hands, you know, high five, whatever. And then he doesn't give me a ticket. Anyway, so the point is we have to do certain things in the culture just so that people don't think we're completely weird. And it may be necessary for preaching. It's not necessary spiritually or for the soul in the body, but it may be necessary for preaching. Does that answer the question? So we have to be concerned about that. All right, so we want to... Oops. here's some questions from, actually, one or two questions from the people listening. He says, we hear that because of offenses, we do not have the ability to really focus and continually chant. How can we know what offenses we are making? That's a good question. Well, one way we can know is ask the other devotees. They can tell us. Sometimes we don't see ourselves because we're so close to ourselves. Let's see. Another question is, I heard Haridas Thakur is an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and Lord Chaitanya internally lives in spiritual Navadvip Dham, so Lord Brahma is actually an incarnation of Haridas. What? Oh, what is this? This is what he's asking. Lord Brahma is not an incarnation of Haridas. Haridas is empowered by Lord Brahma. How to develop these qualities of Vaishnava, such as forgiveness and compassion, based on Haridas Thakur's example? The answer to that is you hear about these qualities, you hear about Haridas Thakur, and by hearing about Haridas Thakur, hearing about Lord Nityananda, then we understand, begin to understand how to develop these qualities. And we're also controlling our anger. Because now, normally, the opposite of compassion is anger. So we have to learn, you know, Vacho Vegam, Manasakrodha Vegam, Jibo Vegam, Udura Pashta Vegam. We have to control the tongue, belly, genitals, mind, anger, and words. Okay. Thank you very much. You have to greet the deities. Thank everybody online for watching. All